signs, please. Where's now,
seated, everyone.
Now, as you know, the jury is about to return its verdict. And it is a very long verdict slip. It's going to take quite some time to go through. And I'm going to ask all of you people assembled here, out of respect for the jury foreperson who never believed she would ever be in a position of announcing a verdict in a case like this, out of respect for her, please no outbursts as the verdict is announced. Now, Mr. Higgins, would you bring the jury in, please? You may be seated, members of the jury, as you come in, and the audience may be seated as well. Ms. White, I believe you're the foreperson. Yes. And you can stand briefly here, and if you want to sit while you're giving the verdict, you may do so. It might be rather long. But what I want to ask you is, has the jury reached a verdict on each count and with respect to each defendant?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
And is it a unanimous verdict of all 12 of you?
Yes, it is.
All right. You may announce the verdict, and you may do it by simply saying count one and then the verdict. Okay. And on the counts where there's two defendants, count 30, Fumo, and Arneo, okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
All we have to, okay.
All right. I'll start now.
You may
all
proceed.
Right. All right. On count one, we find the defendant, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count two, guilty. Count three, guilty. Count four, guilty. Count five, guilty. Count six, guilty. Count seven, guilty. Count eight, guilty. Count nine, guilty. Count 10, guilty. Count 11, guilty. Count 12, guilty. Count 13, guilty. Count 14, guilty. Count 15, guilty. Count 16, guilty. Count 17, guilty. Count 18, guilty. Count 19, guilty. Count 20, guilty. Count 21, guilty. Count 22, guilty. Count 23, guilty. Count 24, guilty. Count 25, guilty. Count 26, guilty. Count 27, guilty. Count 28, guilty. Count 29, guilty. Count 30, guilty. Count 31, guilty. Count 32, guilty. Count 33, guilty. Count 34, guilty. Count 35, guilty. Count 37, guilty. Count 39, guilty. Count 40, guilty. Count 41, guilty. Count 42, guilty. Count 43, guilty. Count 44, guilty. Count 45, guilty. Count 46, guilty. Count 47, guilty. Count 48, guilty. Count 49, guilty. Count 50, guilty. Count 51, guilty. Count 52, guilty. Count 53, guilty. Count 54, guilty. Count 55, guilty. Count 56, guilty. Count 57, guilty. Count 58, guilty. Count 59, guilty. Count 60, guilty. Count 61, guilty. Count 62, guilty. Count 63, guilty. Count 64, guilty. On count 65, we find the defendant, Vincent Fumo, guilty, and we find the co-defendant, Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 66, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 67, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. 68, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. 69, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 70, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 71, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 72, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 73, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 74, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 75, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 76, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 77, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 78, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 79, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 80, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 81, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 82, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 83, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 84, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 85, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 86, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 87, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 88, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 89, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 90, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 91, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 92, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 93, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 94, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count number 95, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 96, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 97, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 98, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 99, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 100, Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 101, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 102, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count Count 102, Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 103, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 104, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 105, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 106, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 107, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 108, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 109, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth, 109, Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 110, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 111, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 112, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 113, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 114, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 115, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 116, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 117, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 118, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 119, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 120, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 121, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 122, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 123, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 124, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 125, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 126, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 127, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 128, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 129, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 130, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 131, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 132, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 133, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 134, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Ruth Arneo, guilty. Count 135, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 136, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 137, Vincent Fumo, guilty. Count 138, Vincent Fumo guilty. Count 139, Vincent Fumo guilty. Count 140, Vincent Fumo guilty. And count 141, Vincent Fumo guilty.
Ms. White, you may be seated.
Thank you.
Counsel, have any requests at this time?
I think we better, Your Honor, ask for a poll.
Yeah, you're
just on whether they agree or not.
Right. Members of the jury, counsel has properly requested that you be polled individually. Now, here is the question that I'm asking, and each of you will respond to it either yes or no as I call your name. The question is, did the verdict announced by Karen White correctly state the verdict that you, of your own free will, voted for with respect to each defendant and each count? And you answer that question either yes or no when I call your name. I'll begin with Ms. Pinkston.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Fain?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Guckin?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Hoffman?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Wiest?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Becker?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Burkett?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. White?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Randall?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Devorin Canizzo?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Hootwelker?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Bissinger?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, members of the jury, based upon the verdict you've rendered here and my polling of you, I'm entering judgment against the defendants, Vincent J. Fumo and Ruth Orneo, in accordance with your verdict, which is guilty on all counts. And that judgment will be reduced to writing at a later time today. Gentlemen, is there any reason why this jury should not be discharged?
No, Your Honor.
No, Judge.
There being none, members of the jury, you're discharged. Mr. Higgins is going to take you down to my chamber so I can talk to you there briefly and thank you for your services. Mr. Higgins, you may. Oh, you can't get out that way. Oh, there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Please be seated, everyone. Counsel, are there any other matters to be discussed?
There are, Your Honor. There's a matter of bail.
Or bail.
Your Honor, it's the government's position as to Mr. Fumo. Given the jury's verdict of guilty on all counts, including an outrageous scheme to obstruct justice, given Mr. Fumo's extensive resources and finances, he has a strong incentive to flee. It is the government's view that, and it's under Title 18, Section 3143, the defendant, Mr. Fumo, has to prove by clear and convincing evidence to this court that he's not a risk of flight and that conditions can be tailored to ensure his appearance for sentencing. Our position is, Your Honor, is that Mr. Fumo's bail should be revoked and he should be remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshal Service pending sentencing.
All right. Mr. Kogan? Mr. Goldberg.
The statute provides that you shall continue him on bail if the evidence shows clearly and convincingly that he is not a danger to anyone and not a risk of flight. I think his behavior, his conduct on bail, on his signature even, given the faces, the charges that he's faced, the evidence that he sat here and heard day after day has proved clearly and convincingly that the present bail would be sufficient. If Your Honor wanted to change the conditions in some way, it would really not be possible to say that there are no conditions that would ensure his appearance for sentencing. He's given you his assurance by signing that bail that you would meet the conditions, and he'll continue to give that assurance now. I think his conduct has shown that clearly, and it's shown it convincingly.
I'm not going to revoke the bails here. I understand that both defendants have complied with the terms and conditions of their bail to date. However, I will consider later today a motion to modify the conditions of bail somewhat, and I will consider that and give the parties an opportunity to respond to that. When I say modify, my thinking is, and this is not, this is off the top of my head. I suspected the government might ask for this, and I've thought about it, thought it wouldn't be necessary. But whether or not electronic monitoring of some time is in order is something that we should consider. And I asked the government to file a proposal in that regard, but I'm not going to revoke the bail just flat out, as you've suggested.
We will provide something momentarily.
Right, and give the defense an opportunity to respond.
Right, we're also going to ask that Mr. Fumo post property in order to obtain his release.
That will come up in your motion to modify the bail conditions. And I do want to have a hearing on that. So
is that going to be this afternoon, Your Honor?
Yeah, this afternoon. Let's set it for this afternoon. Is 2 o'clock sufficient time?
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay, we'll have that hearing at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And with that, court is adjourned.
Well, Judge, before we adjourn,
is that
only for Defendant Fumo? Or there's no application made regarding my client.
You're going to...
No. What did you say?
I said there was no application made regarding Ruth Ornea.
Yeah, I was not made with regard to her, and I don't know if they're going to make one at 2 o'clock or not. My ruling on their motion now would be to deny it, but I'm not saying anything about whether the application for additional terms and conditions will be granted or not.
We are going to ask for increased bail as to Defendant Ruth Ornea.
And we will consider that at 2 o'clock.
Yes,
and ask counsel to be present with their clients at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, court is adjourned.
Judge, by the way, I forgot. Would you grant us an extension of time to file Rule 33 motions and formalize the 29C motion in writing?
Right now, the rules provide for 7 days, I believe.
Yeah, so that we don't have to within 7 days.
How much time do you...
Your Honor, the statute requires that a motion be filed within 7 days. Your Honor can then extend the time for briefing, and that's normally how it's done. But it is a jurisdictional rule, or at least a time barred.
I know there's a time that said the motion must
have to file
in 7 days.
We can do
it both orally and ask for an extension of time now to file the actual motion as well as later on. That's generally how it's done.
Okay. We will also discuss that today at 2 o'clock. That'll be an additional discussion item on the motions. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Anything else? Court's adjourned.